AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Russian President Vladimir Putin is asking lawmakers for permission to use force outside of Russia. It could pave the way for a broader attack on Ukraine. The White House is now calling Russian troop deployment in eastern Ukraine an invasion. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The Biden administration had been hesitant to use the term, with the president saying an invasion was a red line that would result in strong sanctions on Moscow. But it has now shifted, with the U.S. officials citing the situation on the ground. Several European leaders say Russian forces have moved into rebel-held areas of eastern Ukraine after Vladimir Putin yesterday recognized the region's independence. But some allies are hedging over just what that means and indicating it is not the long-feared, fully-fledged invasion. Principal Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer tells CNN, an invasion is an invasion, and that is what is underway. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Germany has suspended the approval process for Russia's Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline in response to Moscow's recognition of separatist regions in Ukraine. In Georgia today, three white men convicted of murder in the shooting death of a black man, Ahmaud Arbery, were found guilty of federal hate crimes for violating Arbery's civil rights and targeting him because he was black. It took several hours for the jury to reach a decision against father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and neighbor William Roddy Bryan. Hong Kong's leader says the city will test its entire population for the coronavirus next month as it grapples with its worst outbreak driven by the Omicron variant. Hong Kong reported about 5,000 new daily infections since last week, with the number threatening to overwhelm its healthcare system. 95-year-old Queen Elizabeth has canceled scheduled online engagements because she is still experiencing mild cold-like symptoms after testing positive for the coronavirus. This is AP News. Beekeepers are turning to technology to stop a growing number of thefts of hives. In the past few weeks, more than 1,000 beehives worth hundreds of thousands of dollars have been reported stolen in California.
Our victim, a couple weeks ago, they've lost over $150,000 worth of bees.
Thomas Hayes is with the Yolo County Sheriff's Office. Claire Towser's apiaries have been hit. She says beekeeping is a growing business.
People think they can make a quick, easy buck by stealing hives and putting them into pollination.
A tightening supply of bees and soaring pollination fees are likely motivating beekeepers to go rogue. These thieves aren't outsiders.
You have to have specialized equipment. It's not something that's a random act. It's very calculated.
Towser says it takes a year to make a healthy hive. They are not easy to replace.
It makes us just really sad. It's something that we, you know, we haven't slept. Even though we recovered our hives, this is something that has just really shook us.
GPS tracking devices and surveillance cameras are being used to protect the hives. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.